This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. On Cape Cod, residents are lining up at hardware stores, leaving campgrounds, and pulling their boats from harbors.
We were here when Hurricane Bob hit, and I saw all the boats up on the shore then. I don't want to be another one of them.
That was one boater interviewed on New England Cable News. He's among the many people on Cape Cod taking precautions as Hurricane Earl quickly approaches. A hurricane warning has been issued for nearly all of southeastern Massachusetts, from Westport to the Cape and Islands, and even extending to Hull on the South Shore. We'll be joined shortly by a meteorologist to tell us more about the latest forecast. But first, what's the mood on the Cape? Do people really think this could be the first hurricane to make landfall in this area in nearly 20 years? To talk about that, we're joined by Cape Cod Times reporter Patrick Cassidy. Patrick, thanks a lot for being with us.
No problem.
So this storm may be a day away from reaching the Cape, but as we've heard, people there have already been busy preparing for the storm. What's the attitude of residents there? Is it fear, nonchalance, healthy caution?
Well, we've heard healthy caution and excitement. I think people are actually somewhat excited for a storm. As one woman I was just talking to said, it's not going to be a normal Labor Day crowded weekend. It's going to be, family time and board games and cards. But people are out there preparing. They're buying generators and other emergency supplies. I think it's, again, healthy caution and a certain amount of excitement.
That excitement is surprising. Is that because people feel like probably the damage won't be bad, probably no injuries, but we can just bunker down in the house and sort of watch the fireworks?
Well, I think a lot of people have been through some of these storms before. Obviously, you don't know exactly what's going to happen, and we and the public are obviously watching what meteorologists are saying as far as where landfall is going to be, if it happens at all. But if it does happen, I think people are of the mind that they can hunker down and they can weather the storm. And again, the damage, if it comes, I think everybody's just hoping it's not too severe.
Some meteorologists say the center of the storm is now expected to pass anywhere from 100 miles to 15 miles southeast of Nantucket sometime tomorrow night or early Saturday morning. 15 miles off Nantucket is obviously pretty close. Does that make Nantucket the epicenter of worry from what you can tell?
Yeah, I think absolutely. We were hearing as early as yesterday that people, emergency planning personnel around here were particularly worried about Nantucket. And again, that estimate, there's a big range where it could go within that track. The storm has been staying on its track from what I'm hearing from FEMA officials and meteorologists. And so they're expecting it to do so. And if it does, it's going to come close to Nantucket. There's no doubt about it. How close is going to be determined in the next day or so. And Nantucket, some people are leaving Nantucket. Not people aren't fleeing in panic at this point. I think it's more of people who think that they don't have to be there are maybe coming over if they have a lot of kids or if they have things like that family to worry about, then they may make some decisions. But it's not a mass exodus at this point, but it is, again, healthy caution. People are either deciding that they're going to shelter in place or they're going to maybe go for a trip for the next day or so.
And you just beat me to what I wanted to ask you about next, which is whether you had met vacationers who are actually bailing out of weekly rentals and heading off Cape, maybe piling onto the ferries headed to Boston. You're seeing a little bit of that?
Yeah, we are seeing a little bit of that. I mean, a reporter or somebody with the paper met somebody at the ferry today who had decided to take their family off of the island. And I know Cape Air, the largest airline out here, they're ramping up the amount of trips that they're doing back and forth between Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard as well, and they're doing that in anticipation. They're going to have to shut down tomorrow. So if anybody wants to get off those islands for the next day or so, they're probably going to have to do it now.
What about the ferries and the bridges? Any chance those might have to be canceled or closed?
Entirely possible. I mean, the ferries get canceled for much smaller storms. I mean, nor'easters that come through here can cancel ferry runs quite frequently. Just a week ago, that was happening. So I would imagine that the ferries could be canceled for probably tomorrow afternoon or evening and into Saturday morning. Again, it's going to probably blow through during the night, so how much of an effect that's really going to have on people's ability to go here or there, we don't think it's going to be too great. But the bridges are actually an interesting question. The Army Corps of Engineers controls the two bridges coming onto the Cape, and if there are winds of 70 miles per hour, They typically shut those bridges down. So at that point, you're talking about the Cape being an island, essentially. So,
and we could get winds of up to 75, I believe, so it sounds like that's possible. Patrick Cassidy of the Cape Cod Times, stay with us if you could, but I want to add another voice, which is that we have Channel 5 meteorologist David Brown. David, are you there too?
I am indeed. Good afternoon.
So could you tell us what is the latest forecast? What's the latest you know?
Well, the latest that we know is that the hurricane has 125-mile-an-hour winds, puts it at a strong Category 3. The actual movement, as it's been moving closer to the Cape Hatteras area of North Carolina, is at a northern tilt at about 18 miles per hour. So over the last 24 hours, it's been going mainly towards the northwest. Now it's taking more of a northerly trend. What we want to see, and what I think we're going to see, is a more north-to-northeasterly trend over the next 24 to 36 hours, which, you know, I've been hearing you talk, would place the eye, you know, I'm talking 30, 50, maybe as much as 75 miles east-southeast of Nantucket.
And what does that mean for Nantucket?
What does that mean? It's going to mean the possibility of some hurricane-strength winds. You know, we have that hurricane warning all the way curling around the Cape and the Islands up to Hull. I think that we need to focus, and what I'm sure the focus will be on will be over the Outer Cape as well as Nantucket. I think they'll see the brunt of the storm. They'll see the strongest winds, as you've been mentioning, you know, near hurricane strength, close to hurricane strength. You know, a deviation of, you know, 15, 20 miles to the west or to the east will mean everything from seeing just a gentle breeze to hurricane-strength winds.
So what's the timeline? How soon do you say we can expect the storm to arrive?
I think tomorrow's going to be a fine day. I think by late tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening, tomorrow night, and the overnight hours, I really think it's going to be a Friday night storm and a Friday overnight storm.
I also noticed that there had been a hurricane warning for southeastern Mass, and that was recently ramped up to a hurricane watch. What is the difference between those two?
Okay, it's just a flip-flop. A hurricane watch, hurricane conditions between, you know, up to 48 hours ahead of time. A hurricane warning is more imminent. Hurricane conditions within a 24-hour period.
Not to be too lighthearted about something serious, but the Boston blog Universal Hub recently upgraded what it facetiously calls its French toast alert system.
Yeah.
This is, you know about this? It's a system that's supposed to help people decide during storms when it's time to rush out to the store to buy milk, eggs, and bread.
Okay, I'm curious. What is it?
They say it's now elevated, which means okay. You should be making space in your pantry and fridge for extra food supplies, but you shouldn't panic yet. Now, this applies to Boston. So, in your view, what's the likelihood that Boston itself could see hurricane-force winds and rain?
You know, when we give forecasts for hurricanes, we have to remember the hurricane structure by itself is its own animal. So we do our best to give a actual path. I'm not as worried for Boston as I would be for the Cape and the Islands. Not saying that Boston wouldn't get tropical storm strength winds, wouldn't have some damage from the standpoint of maybe some down power lines or down trees, but really the focal point for heavy rain and the strongest perhaps damaging winds would be over the Cape and the Islands. So they should be prepared. We all should be prepared since we live along the Atlantic Ocean and this is hurricane season. But with this particular storm, I think the actual bullseye will be, you know, Cape, the Islands, Nantucket to Chatham.
And if you could just give us a sort of a very simple science lesson. As recently as yesterday, we had your colleague Mike Wonkam on, and he basically said if someone sleeps in Saturday, they could miss the whole thing. But now it seems like the threat is upgraded a bit. What is it that happens that can make the threat change so much from day to day? What's happening scientifically?
Well, you know, it's not necessarily the threat. It's just the fact that the hurricane is closer to a reality, is within our time frame of a 24-hour period. So that's when the watch goes to a warning. It's just a time frame. Again, I concur with Mike. If you sleep in Saturday morning, this is up and this is out of here. By the time it comes into our coastal waters, it begins to weaken because the ocean is a little bit cooler, but also it's caught in a faster movement of upper-level winds, so it's going to be moving at a much quicker speed. So it's not that it's much more dire prediction than it was 24 hours ago, but that it's much more imminent.
Let me go back very briefly to Patrick Cassidy of the Cape Cod Times. Patrick, are you still there?
Yes.
If people are going to stay on the Cape for whatever reason, what should they be doing? The Coast Guard, I noticed, said double moor your boats, security, loose materials like oil cans. Anything else people are being told to do?
Yeah, that's absolutely the case. Getting the supplies together is obviously the big one. Also knowing where local, that we have actually six regional shelters on the Cape that are prepared to be staffed and for people to go to. So knowing where those are in case that you have a problem at your house that requires you to go to those shelters, that's probably the big thing. Know where you are. Make sure if you go to one of those shelters, you take your medicine with you or your pets. Make sure two of the shelters or three of the shelters are pet capable so they'll be able to handle pets. But again, getting the supplies together sounds like it's what all the emergency professionals are telling me at this point.
Great. Thanks to both of you for giving us the latest forecast. That was Channel 5 meteorologist David Brown, as well as Patrick Cassidy, a reporter for the Cape Cod Times. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up after the break, we continue our series of profiles of the gubernatorial candidates with a visit to Governor Deval Patrick. Stay with us. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.